Hey, bro, there, man.
Hung out in the dorms.
I guess in test, but they're from back in the day when I used to sell weed.
Here's the intro.
Fucking ecstasy to these fucking dog kids. But yeah, yo, bro, don't live on campus at 35.
No, Jay, why shouldn't he live on campus?
I don't even go to college. Fuck college.
Why shouldn't he live on campus? What's wrong with that? He's trying to get his degree, and you have a problem with
that? I thought you were like an 18-year-old that was like just going to college at USF.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh,
yeah,
bro.
He goes to USF.
You give some advice, and you're like, no, I'm 5 years older than you, or fucking 6, 8, whatever it is.
Yeah, he's going to USF.
Numbers.
Trying to get his degree.
Tampa area my entire life, so I know what it's like. I don't have to go to college there to know what it's like.
Yeah. My dude fucking ran USF for like a few years, and he got kicked out, never finished. He should never have been in college to begin with.
You have a really stupid and, I guess, isolated definition of the word ran, because I know you didn't run shit.
Oh, shit! What are you running, huh? What are you running, nigga, huh?
That's a nice burn, but...
Huh? You doing laps?
It's a new Jack Swing.
Yeah, you doing laps on us, huh? You getting that fucking 30-mile dash? 30-mile.
Yeah, where's your gold medal, bitch?
I mean, I'd laugh at you, but the stacks and the pussy and everything that I got in that period of time,
prove
like...
Prove it.
Yeah, how many stacks you got, huh? What set you claiming?
I'm talking about in that period of time, it was like amazing.
Oh, so it's all gone now?
It was amazing.
You blew it all away.
See one of those OGs that's in the fucking bin now.
That
huh?
was like fucking trapping and blowing fucking money like crazy. Like, yeah, and then you're like, hey,
you
2 years later, hey, how are
you
now? Is that what we're doing
shit.
Now?
Shut the fuck. You, the,
you're
you
tra- wait a second.
Voice
you're trapping bitches? How do you trap bitches?
Get the fuck out of here.
How do you trap bitches?
Oh,
trap. Use like a lobster trap?
Shut the fuck
Or like a bear
up.
Trap?
It's a metaphor. It's the implication.
I was trapping.
Yeah. I used to catch bugs when I was a kid. Like I had a big net,
trapping,
and then I would put them in these
money and cheese on horse
cages.
Yeah.
You ever taken a woman out on a boat?
No.
One that you might have just met, and things get a little frisky.
From Tampa, right?
Yeah,
shut the fuck
Tampa.
Up when I'm talking.
That's right.
All right, I'm just kidding. It's your turn. Go ahead.
No, yeah. From Tampa, you ever made a trip down to fucking Fort Lauderdale?
All the time, bro.
Picked up a few pounds in the back of your fucking
man. All the time.
Truck and drove back.
Every Wednesday.
You ever go down to the Keys?
Package those.
You ever get to go down to the Keys?
I can tell stories like that too. I used to.
You ever take
like,
a boat?
You're asking like
I
what
took
I was
a boat
doing.
From Port
I
Tampa with 40
like,
pounds down to Miami.
You ever take a boat over to fucking the Bahamas? You ever been to Nassau?
I run
It's the
shit.
Implication. That was my point. It's the implication when you have a woman on a boat, and you're out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, I love the implication.
I get my woman to do most of the dirty work.
Yeah, you can dab them, throw them up out of the boat, and then they die, and nobody finds them.
No, but they can throw you out too. Watch out.
Make sure
they don't push first.
We're doing a great job on this Cult of Black Phillip.
Have we even started?
I'm sure.
This is garbage. I gotta say, this is awful.
Yeah, we've been on.
Yeah, this is like...
No, I like it.
Helen Keller style.
Ladies and gentlemen, Black Phillip, lines are open. Call us in. Dante Nero is...
Yeah.
We talked to Dante Nero this week, and he is scared to talk to you. He is scared to take your call.
No,
we
don't
want to
I want to hear more about this.
Yeah, but right now we're talking about boats.
No,
and
no, Ian. I want to hear more about the trappings.
Yeah.
Tell us how you ran shit. Jux.
Nigga.
Make it.
Tell us how you ran it.
I
back in
hear...
the, your college days in Tampa.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Hey, RDA Rostog just posted a new video. Is that where we're at
now?
Bro,
so we're not gonna
I've been like in the Discord, like talking about like it was just like DC, and all of a sudden it was like, oh,
DC,
that was
but now we're
that
Marvel. What are you gonna do?
Yeah, well, it was your like, fault oh, that was stupid. That was the YouTube.
We just told you that we were switching over from one channel to another, and we were alive. Yeah, we told you that an hour
ago. But hey, you said 10,000 people.
We're live here, again.
So. We have 35 viewers right now. I just got there. That's great. That's awesome. That's for the channel. I don't know why you all are so
if you're watching defensive. The video that no just defensive. Ended, then you're way behind. But okay,
Proud Boys. Proud Boys Hotline.
Yeah, it's his live stream offline.
Hey, what's up? Hey, this is a question for Dante.
Yeah!
We got multiple Dantes here. Yeah!
What's up, dude? Hey, this is Diego. I really like the name Dante, but also, what do you think are the impacts
that's gay
on really on getting girls and not
this
jerking
is Jackson
off.
Black. Yeah. I like to jerk off on the pussy.
Yelled it, bro.
Yeah. Without fucking
them. Is that? Oh, here.
Because I can't reach it.
Yeah. Just say your thing.
My thighs are too big and my dick's too little. I can't reach they pussy. So I just jerk off on it. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like if you quit jerking it, I'm just saying. You have a higher you want to talk to girls a lot more, you know.
I learned how to twerk too.
Hey,
yeah.
If you don't use it, you lose it. Hey,
exactly. Hey, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take,
well,
man.
If you ain't got it to begin with, you ain't got nothing to lose. Yeah.
Exactly.
Proud Boys Line 2.
What's this, the Beige Phillips show?
No. Did it say it's the Beige Phillips show?
You're on the air.
Oh, am I on the air?
What the hold fuck? Hold on. Let's go to the phones.
What do you want, sir?
What are you guys doing with this channel? What's this about?
It's about your mother.
It's about lame callers.
Nah. What are you
You're
about?
The star.
What are
you,
you guys
about? Have like a picture on your YouTube so I can jerk off to it? You kind of sound cute.
Hell yeah.
You do actually. Join the Discord.
We're all jerking off right now.
Yeah, have you ever heard that guy Gangster Fag?
Each other off, bro.
You ever heard that guy Gangster Fag?
Yeah, we have. Everyone
has. Gangster Fag? I think that was your name, right? Hang up.
I just found that today on O&A. Anyway, you guys suck for using the fucking Black Phillip.
You suck. I found that shit like 7 years ago,
you
slow bitch.
You fucking nigger.
Real right now, having a channel that says
Patrice,
the
you nigger.
Let me suck
you, nigger.
Hey, we love Patrice, but he's dead. Sorry to tell you that.
All right, then why the fuck are you using the fucking name?
You don't know that he's dead. Hold on.
Up.
I'm with
he
the caller here.
He
no, no.
Hey, Tupac's alive, so is Biggie, and so is Patrice.
Well, I'm with the caller. I wish that he would call back.
Allegedly, he's dead, even if he's on that island with Tupac and Biggie. But, you know, for channel purposes, he's dead.
By the way, I just want to say this. I think the Cult of Black Phillip channel name should just be changed to the Cult of RDA LLC, because that's what it is.
That's what I said.
Lane is gonna change it one day. He's gonna see the errors of his ways that you guys can't. You guys out there that are listening to this, like, you guys understand Dante will not talk to you. He's afraid of you. He doesn't want to talk to the fans. He'll do his
we're the
top of base Philip Mayo
you'll ever get.
Hey,
to Dante.
By the way, can you put a link to the new shit on Discord?
Go for
really
it.
No,
out there.
No, buddy. This is the new shit.
All right.
Pal.
So, guys, you all love Patrice O'Neal, but his legacy is being torn to pieces of shit. Not by us. We're here to represent for funny. So, if you.
How about Amy Schumer? How about Amy Schumer? That fucking piece of shit.
Holy shit, you would want to talk about her.
Who cares about Amy Schumer?
I don't
want to
talk about her. I hate her. And I
why do you want to talk about all these people you fucking hate so much? Huh?
Oh, actually, wait, I'm sorry. Did I interrupt your 4-hour bash of Dante?
CEO,
well, you told us about somebody you actually like.
Yes, you did.
Hold on. CEO wanted to hear about Andrew Santino. That's why we came over
here. What's up with him?
He's your favorite. You love him, right?
No.
Mr. Gone, I got a question about Mr. Gone in the chat. Look at this, Mr. Dude's production. Nope, smashing that dislike. Don't post anything but free stuff. All right, you go ahead. Go ahead. Who cares about me? Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Mr. Gone, I'm about to leave this chat. It would be great if the rest of you left with me. That's what we want. Please unsubscribe.
He's Mr. Gone, but he's here.
Get the fuck out of here. We don't want you. Understand that. Patrice doesn't want you. That nigga dead. He ain't never coming back. Dante took his legacy and ruined it. Now we picking up the ball and taking it. That's what the fuck happened.
Mr. Gone is getting arrested.
And Mr. Dudez Productions, fuck you too. It's our channel, nigga. No, smashing that dislike. Don't post anything but the free stuff. Fuck you.
Proud Boys.
How you doing?
Hey, what's up? It's the same guy.
Awesome. What's
going
on?
Caller, thank you for calling back. I'm on your side, actually.
Javi, right?
I was agreeing with whoever said they should change it. Try and add some humor where humor isn't able to be found, right? It's not always okay.
You guys
to
are out there. No. Shut the fuck up. Okay. You guys are out there.
Nicole makes a great point.
Oh, you're ruining Patrice's legacy, and you don't say shit about fucking Dante Nero?
Yeah.
You're a whole bunch of fucking Dante assholes. Dante Nero,
just
because
he knew him, that makes it okay.
Call or die.
Dante Nero wasn't allowed at his fucking funeral, and they didn't talk for like a year and a half before he died. Because Patrice knew he was full of shit.
I don't know about that, but my only thing was
Dante,
he fucking said it himself. He said
Hang
it himself,
up,
you fucking dumbass nigga. Don't act like
no,
you
I
fucking
think the
know
caller
shit.
Has some good points.
Fuck you, Kelly. Get the fuck out of here. I'm not playing.
He
would have a really good
I will call him a fucking name.
Actually, Ross
Yo.
Day, I know you like being here, but
I love the passion.
If we could let go of Helen and Jay, I'm sorry, Jay, but...
I want Jay here. I want to get rid of Jux, Flux, and these other fools. I want to talk to the actual fans.
Really,
those guys
like,
are going to fight about
on
shit.
By your passion for
Patrice.
Get off
the fucking wall! It's all over you, crackers! Build the wall! Mr. Gunn,
why don't you just talk like
these
a
guys
man,
are just
Ian,
Mr. Gunn, unsubscribe.
Kick me out, you pussy.
Mr. Gunn, unsubscribe.
Hey, you're
unsubscribe.
Boring.
Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of
here. Caller, you're on the air.
Oh, am I?
As your
Tunes yes. Go away. The audio Patrice's legacy binge. Get the fuck out of here. Everyone unsubscribe. Get the fuck out.
Days ago, and I saw
Dante Nero. You're gonna stay here. You're gonna be here next week. That's what the fuck
you
guys do.
You are boring, Jay.
You're a bunch of fucking losers. You're a bunch of lemmings and a bunch of proud boy pussies.
You're
gonna fucking stay here and you're gonna keep watching. That's what all you niggas do. You're a bunch of bitch niggas. You're all a bunch of fucking phonies. You're
Brad
all looking for
Jay.
A life raft in this world of shit.
Is he gonna stop?
Jump Flux the fuck out of here, too. Nigga, stop
Yo,
trying to
Producer
cut me
Jay.
Up. Get the fuck out of here.
Producer Jay,
you, nigga, go!
You don't even know who's talking.
Hello?
He's out. He's out of here! Should have did that 2 seconds
of,
in.
Von DiCarlo hanging out with Dante the other day.
See you.
I don't know what you're talking about, but continue.
Yeah, I passed by the cellar and I saw them it's two hanging out in front of the cellar. So, you know,
Dante?
They're a little bit friendly.
They weren't friendly when Patrice died. Dante wasn't allowed at the funeral. Do you know why Dante wasn't allowed
that.
At the funeral?
Why?
You think I'm a liar? Are you calling me a liar? Do you know that Ian Ellis, this fucking faggot over here, was the guy who produced the first three Dante Nero bullshit shows and his fucking special? So I know a little bit more than you do, my friend. Hang up on this fucking bitch, nigga.
We're taking all callers.
But if you're going to come in correct... As Joe Booney would say, be humble. show respect.
And have a good connection.
And have a good connection.
Suck my dick.
CJ, this is good. What I want is like CEO talking to the callers.
I don't give a shit what you want.
And what was annoying me, that's right, I'm your CEO. I'm in charge of you. What I don't want is you like spazzing out and trying to argue with them because you're not funny when you're
arguing. The only reason I was doing that shit was trying to drown out people that I felt were irrelevant.
Alright, well, it's cool. Hang out.
And I'm drinking tonight, so.
Yeah, I like Jay when he's drinking.
Proud Boys, Lion 6.
Hi, I was hoping I could get some tips for how to get a girl to like me.
Get the fuck out of here. Well, first off, how about this? First off, don't show your micro penis off on the internet. That's a good way to
don't
start.
Don't shit and then take pictures of it.
Don't rip your fucking rotted teeth out of your head.
Jerk off and then take a picture of your nut and your hand and your tiny dick.
I don't even think the micro even, it's not a micro, it's just a small one. I don't even think the micro matters, but the rotted teeth, that's too fucking much.
If it doesn't fit past your hand, you got a tiny dick.
You think your foreskin goes further past the tip of your dick than his dick is?
Just the foreskin or it attached to the dick?
Like from the tip of your dick as the foreskin goes out, is that longer than the length of his whole penis?
No, but it's about half.
Depends on like, the guy that cut your dick, I guess, right?
No, you're still here.
Yeah, no. My phone fucked up right when,
No, it was your phone. Okay, we're back.
Oh, I think his phone fucked up again. Whoops.
Damn, his phone fucked up. Poor guy. Dude, what's wrong with your phone?
Exactly your phone. Jux, are you there?
I don't know. Am I?
No, you're not.
And here's the difference. We could have Jay King in here. And Jay King would just be
hey, Jux Flux, hold on.
Dude,
knock, knock.
You gotta stay in this room, bro. Don't go back to the other
We're
room.
Doing knock-knock jokes. Mine's for you. Knock-knock.
I just want to give a couple
knock,
of
knock.
Shout-outs out there.
You're supposed
shout
to
out
say,
to
you know,
Jux Flux.
Elizabeth there. Overfield, yeah, Cosmic yeah, Cam, yeah, Misty, Cynthia. Shout-outs to all the regular people that are here. Shoutouts to all the people that won't just fucking leave, like Mr. Gone. And unsubscribe. Guys, we want you to unsubscribe. Okay?
Shout out to Tony for leaving.
Shoutouts to Tony for leaving.
Can we get a subscriber count so that we know if we've lost them?
It's, well, it's at 53K and,
Jesus
you know, we're
Christ,
never
we've
getting
gone
and dropping.
You realize we've gone
you know
up
what?
About 6K?
Let me. That's the problem. Every because before it was like 43K, like when I did this
it
many
says
months ago.
53,535. So that's pretty easy to remember. 53535.
I'm telling you, Samuel Dawkins. Why don't you call in? We're talking about how we're gonna destroy Dante Nero's legacy because he destroyed Patrice's legacy, and there's a lot of you guys that don't understand. That Dante would kill Patrice O'Neill's mother, fuck her ass and make her humble, to have the Cult of Black Phillip YouTube.
Yeah, Dante is raping his corpse.
Oh, you're back. Okay, go ahead.
Jeez. That guy really sucks the air out of the room, doesn't he?
No, that's you, Jay.
I don't even hate Jay today.
Why am I getting kicked?
Do you understand that? I don't even hate Jay today. He's been fun.
Why?
He hasn't been the fun police.
I'm on your side, you faggot.
You're not on my side. You've never
you
been on my side.
Who.
I'm on your side the whole time.
You're not in here, though.
Vaughn wants
Jesus
this. You're right. All
Christ
you guys.
Like,
you're not
there.
On our side. You're over on that side over
I don't
there.
Have. Okay, relax. I don't have the power to move people around here. I don't.
You do actually.
Me neither.
So
you
I don't.
Do.
Me neither. I do.
Yeah.
Oh wait, can I?
You have the
something?
With apologies roll.
Oh my God! I can.
Yeah.
I
so
like
you actually
something.
Have more power than me. I've been demoted. I'm
well,
like
that's
Sam
good.
Hill.
That's good. Cause you know what I'm gonna do? Watch this. Just watch this. This will be fun. This will be fun. Oh wait, how do I? No, wait. I don't. I can't do it. I can't.
Just turn his volume.
Can't
down.
Do it.
Let's just see.
You
okay.
To...
See, someone did something.
Yeah, it doesn't say I can block people. I can't kick people.
Well, someone just did. Wasn't me.
Oh.
Or he left.
Ross,
no,
can we?
Can't.
Can we promote Jay for that
night?
Because
I wanted to kick Ian just for fun, just to see what would happen. But no. I can't do it.
Yeah, you had to have server powers for that, not...
I'd like to be able just to kick Ian. Just
no, and this with just apologies channel, Ian, me, CEO, and Nick, and Belland can mute and all that shit. Rain Cobain.
Wait. Nick has that power?
I've been chatting with Rain Cobain.
Okay, you know what? You should take it away now. From Ian, but just give it to Nick. That's what I like.
Who is Rain?
Hello, Rain Cobain. I don't know.
Kurt Cobain's daughter.
Hang a second. Rex in the chat said, AOC, need. What else does Patrice's mom like need, basically? That's a good question, because, you know, Vaughn took 125K from the fans, so maybe, she should get some of that money from Vaughn. And all you idiots out there will go, you're destroying Patrice and his legacy. Vaughn hasn't. All right, you go ahead, Ian.
Can I point out that Bill Burr makes like $22 million a year? How come he can't just give her like $1 million? Be like, here, you're set.
Hey, you know, money's tight.
I got these kids now.
Squad said, you need to donate to Patrice's family so Vaughn can go on vacation in Brazil. You know that's what she did with the money. You know she like admitted that. And then, you guys ruined Patrice's life. You know what I'll say is, fuck Patrice O'Neal. If Patrice O'Neal was alive right now, and he saw what was going on, he would fucking be like, fuck my legacy too, nigga. Because he wanted to be righteous. And y'all niggas ain't righteous.
Y'all niggas ain't righteous.
That's true.
It's your buddy.
Yeah, see, I don't know what these guys are doing here. You know, we're all about positivity. Patrice was about positivity. You know, like, man, cool. Patrice, all he ever wanted was for people
Patrice,
to get along and be friends.
But you guys out there.
You're right, Mike
that
Tyson.
Patrice, all right, you go ahead. Go ahead.
You see what just got put in Discord chat, Rossone?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hated. Wow, haters gonna hate.
Yeah, I'll hate.
Shut up. You're stupid, Joe.
Yeah, you're a fucking hater.
I'm a hater. Well,
I'm on your side,
Patrice O'Neal.
So dumb. What is
wrong? Know who you're talking to.
Do you know who we are?
So shut the fuck up.
Being on our side, it just makes it worse. We shit on each other.
Samuel Dawkins said, can't turn a hoe into a housewife. That's true. And look at all that.
Doug's on our side,
for
too.
All the pimping that fucking Dante went out there, or Patrice went out there and did. Look how fast it took Vaughn to turn right back into what she was. The body wasn't even cold yet. The body was still warm, nigga.
And it's not like
you know
she
when
didn't
you die, your bowels
stuff.
Let go, the shit comes out. The shit was still fucking in there.
She was probably hitting on niggas at the fucking funeral.
That tasted like birthday cake too. Wow. I also ate that. Vaughn researched Patrice to write a book about him, and it still didn't take. She lived with him, went through the loss of him, studied him, and still came out a dumb bitch.
Wow. Thanks, laughing guy. Who doesn't laugh?
Laughing guy? You don't understand. Toon Squad says, you don't understand, CEO. Vaughn needs to go to Brazil and UK this year. She's struggling. I know, but we're destroying his legacy. Me, Ian, Belen, Rossdog, Jay, Juxon Flux is really doing it. We're destroying his fucking legacy. Me!
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Because we don't want nobody going on vacation on a dead man's dime.
We don't want no light-skinned niggas around here.
Call in and tell, like, what did Patrice mean to you, and do you feel like these people are living up to it? Because to us, he just meant funny, and that's what we want. We want more funny.
No, not to you, Ian. And not to you. You, for very long. All right, go ahead. Continue.
I'm sorry. I'm just saying, like, the fact that you guys take this so far almost makes me respect you in such a way that I almost feel like I'm a bad Patrice fan. But
You are a bad Patrice fan. That's the point I'm trying to get at.
I love him.
But you guys take it to another level, and I actually appreciate it.
You should.
I'm totally going to assimilate.
I'm opening your eyes.
Sure.
We know
I'm
going to
assimilate, but the problem is, like, you guys have so much inside baseball and jokes between each other that I don't know that I have to pick up on, but I'm totally assimilated.
You want to. I'm ready for war.
Subscribe to the ENLS podcast, and you can go through the archive. ENLS.podbean.com. All the episodes are
No, I want to make clips and stuff. I want to make highlights. I want to promote this shit. I want to get more people involved because there's such a bigger audience out there, too, that could be involved with this.
Yeah, no thanks.
Yeah, they need to learn.
I love you, man.
I love you. You just need to learn to shut the fuck up.
All we want you to do is just smash that like.
Like,
that's all.
Patrice is my favorite comedian of all time.
Nah, we hate him.
I love
dude, Pandora if I ever heard one.
Yeah, I don't like him so much.
And you know what's great, Dante? Because I know you're out there watching. Every show that we've done over here, first off, it was about 25% dislike, then it was 50-50, now it's 16-9. Dante, I'm taking
it's about to be 30
also,
now.
Also, we only leave these up for about 24 hours and they get more views.
No. We've been leaving them up forever now, Ian. What are you talking about?
And these people that don't know Ross Dog, my dad died when I was 12. Please smash the like.
Hey, real quick. That's a big critique I've seen some new guys that I've been hanging out with that are like rising up too, is like, you guys delete your streams.
No, we don't.
I archive our streams. We don't delete. But, you know, Lane really? doesn't like leaving the Cult of Black Phillip shit up too long.
Because that was a big critique, was like, you guys like delete your shit, and it's kind of hard to catch up on.
Never.
The inside baseball.
It's all still on the channel. All of it.
So are you on like
every
a
episode?
Are you on a
so I don't know who told you that.
Yeah, who are you talking to?
We've never taken one stream down, ever. Other than on the Cult of Black Phillip channel, which has been three or two. We've never taken one down.
They just become unlisted because...
No, that's only the two here. Just the two here on Cult of Black Phillip channel become unlisted. But every single other thing we've done is up and has never been taken down.
And it all goes on my podcast.
Hundreds of streams.
Even this stuff.
Yeah, then they go there.
I might be talking
they go on another channel. That's what I'm talking
listen,
about.
The,
this
the
is
RDA.
RDA
universe is a lot to take in. We are an entire universe. We're about six interlocking shows. So the sooner you can get in, the faster you will get up to speed. Ross Dog. Ross Dog is God.
I've been suggesting a Wikia page to like kind of join everything together to catch new people up to it and like
absolutely,
highlights.
We give you our blessings.
Highlights from
Ian. I told him this already. I was like, "Yeah, go ahead and make it." We preaching to the choir. You go ahead and make it.
The best RDA is like fucking literally like.
I'm just saying, us here, we're not gonna make it. That's
but you
got
to understand, that's part of our
show.
No,
I'm cool
thing.
With it, but it's like, where do I even start to try to do
Flux.
That?
Flux, shut up.
You could start by saying that Drunk Jay is fun to be around, and he's cool, and he's not a loser nerd.
I never called him any of those things, but
no,
okay,
but I'm
yeah.
saying you could start with that. That would be good.
You could do that right now.
That Drunk Jay is
with him right now
one of the guys.
Take a shot together.
Part of what makes our show so fun and alive is that it constantly changes with the bits. So our name is going to change. Our logo is going to change.
And that's
our
great.
Own names
that's
on
great.
The show
that's
change.
Great. But it's hard to follow for new people joining in. You
we
understand
know.
That, right?
We understand.
Yeah, well, we don't care.
We don't care.
Yeah, that's,
but we've you, never you, cared. We're not going to start caring.
Something you're going to have to deal with. I don't know if you noticed, but marketing isn't our big thing.
I've never cared about views or subs. I never have. Like, when With Apologies was in 2012 and we had four or five downloads, I was actively trying
to
get people
to
not listen.
And then, in like no time, with just some easy
I know,
implications
but that's not why
of
we
like,
do
hey,
it.
How to join into this group.
Well, you should
if
message Bella.
You guys want to do that, that's cool.
Yeah.
But it's like,
yes,
imagine this. It's like, imagine this. Imagine I had.
I'm 100% behind it.
Okay, but here's what I'm saying. Like, imagine we were in the middle of Africa. Just not even Africa, like the middle of Africa. And I like had a baseball team, and like I had like a baseball stadium. We're playing games, and I'm selling seats, and it's tickets. And people are like, what the fuck are you guys doing? I'm not explaining baseball to you. You just got to come and watch and figure it out.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. Now, that's just how it works.
No, but people that like baseball would
come the game to you.
J Flux, I love your energy.
That's a bad analogy.
Give us your
email. No, it's
email.
Not. It's not it at all. It's like
it's
I'm not
fucking.
It's a great
analogy.
Yeah, it's listen, exactly what it is. I don't want to explain every. I'm not explaining the history, the rules, why what you're watching is good or entertaining. You just got to come and watch. And if you don't get it, then you don't get it.
Let me get a word in.
Yeah, and
Shut up. Give us your email. Belen will contact you, and he'll help you with that side of it.
I've already talked to Belen, and Belen actually is doing more than I always thought it was.
And then the rest of this conversation doesn't need to be had on air. Now we get back to hating Dante.
Am I on air? I don't know where I'm on air at. I don't know what the new stream is.
Cult of Black Phillip.
This thing is like, it went from one stream to another, and that's the thing is I'm saying like,
that's
why didn't
works.
You guys make this more available and more like really known?
Because
it, like, it's like some like cool kids
should
club.
Should we go from, we're
you
going
found
from
us,
one
didn't
inning.
You?
We're going from one inning
it.
To the next.
I want to promote it.
That's how it works. There's a changeover.
I want to promote it.
The team that was batting? They go into the dugout, they get their gloves, they go back
out. We had Wendy the retard on the other night from Howard Stern's show.
This is a Belen question. Before you say anything, think, should I say this on air or should I say this to Belen?
Are we on air right now again?
Yes, stupid.
Wow.
Damn it.
Go to your YouTube.
I can't even see
look
where this is.
See, it's not as easy as you think, right? You want us to come up with all this shit.
And go to the Cult of Black Phillip.
I'm on.
You don't even realize when you're on air or not.
It's not it. William Blackfire is in the YouTube chat. He says baseball is a lot easier to understand than this.
This guy,
you're right.
Yeah, because
that's
he's
what
stupid.
It is, dude.
If you can't figure out what's going on right now.
I mean, he's playing along with the bit.
Yeah,
perfectly.
I feel linked. Wait. I'm on
I know,
Harry
right?
Powers
I know.
Live.
I'm
right.
It's more
I'm
fun
Harry
this way.
Right. Live now.
It's more fun this way, though.
All right, so my
name
is Mersh,
like, this guy
and we are now
sucks.
On. This is now Revenge of the Sis.
Someone that sucks a dick.
Are there any sissies you'd like us to get revenge
on? Ian sucked a dick.
Yeah,
I sure
know.
Did.
He's the sissy.
Why are you bringing up old?
That's something he has in common with Dante.
Discord more.
Look at this. Samson says, "Hey, is this another stream that has no relation to Patrice O'Neal?" Yes, it does.
Indeed,
it does. Patrice does not like you. He
and
does
I,
not like you. He does
I'm
not care about you. He was a funny guy. That's it. All I, his pimping shit. Look what Vaughn did to his legacy. The second he fucking died. So
did
Samson,
Patrice like beer?
He was a little more profound than funny.
He actually
and
didn't
he,
drink.
He, or he was as profound as funny, I would say.
I think Patrice
do you think
liked
Patrice
beer.
Wanted to be known for being profound?
Drinking a beer for Patrice.
Yes.
Then you're wrong. You're
no, I mean he wouldn't
you
be funny.
Incorrect.
I mean he was a true comedian, want to be funny more than anything. But he knew what he was doing, and he knew how
he knew what
he
was doing.
He
but
was.
Do you think he wanted you to laugh? Do you think he wanted
oh,
you? To
of
laugh?
Course, of course. He wanted to laugh first.
He wanted you to die.
Laugh first. But
who
then,
was Black Phillip?
Laugh,
you are not.
You,
this
you
channel is not. Yet
back.
It's yes. This is our fucking channel. We are the man behind the myth. So we'll do whatever the fuck we want with it, Samson. And if you don't like, unsubscribe. And all your friends that are subscribed, unsubscribe.
I'm on the Harry
that's the job.
Live,
that's the goal. I
it?
Want you to quit. Quit this shit. Patrice is
where
dead.
Is
Dante Nero took his legacy, pissed all over, got
search
it involved with the fucking
Black
Proud Boys.
How can I promote you guys, if I can't even find a goddamn link in your own goddamn Discord, you fucking
it's literally
you,
the second from last thing posted
okay?
From me.
Patrice
Cult of Black Phil.
Is now,
it's right
no,
there
I
in the main
like
chat.
Proud Boys.
You don't see it? Main chat. Second comment up from the bottom is the stream. It's been there for 20 minutes, 30 minutes now.
All right, I'm on main chat.
So maybe it's
Brown.
You. It's you that's behind.
Dude Brown post.
Not us. You.
Look up. One comment up. Smart guy.
Hey, I think you should do some practice streams by yourself off air. Record back,
no,
listen, and then come back.
Sam.
You're being a bit dope
really
right
gotta-
now.
We gotta get a B team together and just like leave him
with
and Alan and Doug together.
Dead for 36 minutes.
Samson says in the chat, Do you expect this channel to be subbed by users who are not expecting to see? Yeah, yeah. There's, it's over. It's done. A higher primate says, can someone update me on what Vaughn did post Patrice's passing? I was aware of the documentary being made and the rest I'm totally ignorant.
She started feeding him pine salt. She started putting a little bit of pine salt in all of his food.
Well, no, we're talking post-passing. That's what she did before he passed.
Oh. So post-passing, she set up the Patrice O'Neill benefit and then got into a legal battle with Patrice's mom over releasing the album.
Watch with apologies.
All right, you know what?
Shut your mouth.
Okay. Can we get rid of Juxflux for now just a bit? Because we're trying to do this, and I can't explain things to you. And people are like, y'all are talking over each other too much, and he is trying to explain how, like, for some reason, Frank has shut the fuck up, which is amazing. Frank's a part of the show now. You know, and it's just like, Jux, like, it's great. I agree, you want to help. All that stuff is fine, but when I'm answering people's questions in the chat, or Ian's answering, or Ross Dog's answering, or Jay's telling them their shit, they need to hear it.
Vaughn has a long history of being a gold digger. She used to suck Martin Lawrence's dick, and then she moved on to Patrice. After Patrice died, she got into a legal battle with Patrice's, because Patrice's own mother hates this bitch, over who owned the rights to his material to release Mr. P and Better Than You, his two albums. Then she wrote a book cashing in on his legacy, but it's just quotes from Monet. There's no, like, new inside information that you would only get if you were fucking Patrice. And then she tried to do the benefit show. She's trying to make as much of his death as she possibly can. And she told all the fans she wanted to make the doc, you know, anti-network, because that's what Patrice wants. But then her plan the entire time was to sell it to either Netflix or Comedy Central. And when Kevin Hart backed out of doing an interview, Netflix backed away from the deal. And that's when she decided to just take the money and run. There you go. That's what Vaughn has been doing.
Any more questions?
Now she's a comedian. And by the way, Patrice used to have a web show called like the Patrice Show with her and Dante, which I think was him trying to launch her acting career, which he knew was fucking hopeless because she can't act, she's not funny, she's completely fucking worthless.
What about her singing career? What about the music video that she took a bunch of money after he died and spent on for this awful music video where she's trying to be like Mariah Carey?
I personally thought it was lovely.
She wrote the bass line that he walks out to,
Jay,
an elephant in the room.
You know, Jay, Jay's had, not to get into it too much, but there are parts of his brain missing, and I understand.
Let's
if you thought the music video was good, come on, man.
I like, you know, eclectic stuff like that. You know, that's different, that no one else likes. That's just, you know.
Well, no one likes Vaughn. So
Vaughn, by the way, like, she doesn't understand that being around comedy is the same as being in comedy. So she thinks the fact that she knows Bill Burr means that she should be a headliner. And she's walking around like, these fucking venues book me. They don't realize, like, I'm as good as Bill Burr. What the fuck?
A higher primate says, thanks, boys. For what? AOC says, Dez got a Klingon forehead. Yes, she does. William Blackfire says, was it a bass line? It sounded like a guitar riff. I don't know the fucking difference.
You're splitting hairs. Yeah, she wrote the music for it.
It's so cold in the D.
That was the music video she made. It's cold out here in the D.
Dude, if that's the video she made, that's a definite classic, and I love it.
Barakisha Jackson says, that sounds like a real name. Yo, what was that Bill Burr joke about Hillary Clinton becoming Secretary of State? Because she was married to Bill. Don't know.
William, I believe you hire a wife to do a job. If Dante Nero
wouldn't be taking his fucking shit and going off with it.
It's all about money.
CEO Cosmic Cam says CEO has a large foreskin. Larger foreskin than average.
Barakisha is not a real name. That's a fucking Mortal Kombat character.
Well,
Baraka. And then Keisha added on, or Isha.
Which, any of you little faggots out there that are YouTubers, spread the word of this YouTube drama. The cult of Black Phillip is burning down. The empire is on fire. And we don't give a fuck.
And I will destroy all of this. We will destroy all of this before we allow Dante and Vaughn and the Proud Boys, the fucking trinity of evil, to fucking have this. So fuck you. And you know what? Because of you, Dante, we're building a wall that's 10 feet higher. That's what I say. Samson says, see this right here, the stream I was hoping to, it's completely random. No, well, you guys have to listen. All these fucking faggots that come in here come in and they go, what you guys are ruining is like, well, maybe you need to listen. Maybe you need to listen.
A little bit of Patrice real news? Just a little
Last
bit.
Last Talker says, wow, y'all are beefing with Dante? Yes, we are. And I'll tell you all about it. Because the man that you think is out there, Patrice Neal's right-hand man, is a lie. Dante is Judas!
You realize he has Proud Boys tattooed on his neck but doesn't have a Patrice tattoo?
He tattooed Proud Boys on his fucking neck, and then he got a skull tattoo all over it to cover it up.
Proud Boys newsflash. Mexicans are going to be sent back to Mexico as they're waiting trial on a side.
I think we should send them to China. Awesome. That'd be more fun.
Why do we have to send them back? Send them somewhere different. But it'd be more fun.
Send them to that graveyard in Texas.
Why don't you just, you know what they should do? Put them all in New Mexico.
Why don't we put them all in the middle of Africa and they might actually get a baseball team?
Good idea.
Guys, we're solving important problems here. Big issues.
Cornelius Broadnus says, I knew he was repping Proud Boys. That's where I fell off. That's what I'm talking about. The Proud Boys, the incel fucking typically white guy nerds who are out there. We venerate the housewife, and I get my advice from Gavin McInnes. Really?
Hey, William Black, I said, well, Beige Phillip was nothing compared to Black Phillip, but what about White Phillip? That's what I say.
According to people, Gavin McInnes is the white Black Phillip. So you guys go out there. The white Black Phillip is a guy who talks like this. And I used to work at Vice Magazine. And, you know, I licked his face. I licked his face.
So all you guys that are worried about Patrice's legacy, you know, we got the clips from the documentary. All these comics that suck his dick and cry when they talk about him. Are any of them living up to the standard of funny? Or are now all of them political commentators and they're unfunny, fun police. They're telling people what they can and can't say. They're not sticking up for Louis. They're just fucking a Hollywood sellout. Keith Robinson, back of the bus funny. Why the fuck is he working with Amy Schumer?
Okay, on that note, I'm going to bed, guys. Talk to you later.
Thank you, Frank. Good night, Frank. Frank has bugs to spray. He's a pesticide man. If you didn't know, guys.
It's fucking pouring here. It's fucking sucks his dick, man.
Sounds like a monsoon. Colin Quinn, yes. Colin Quinn is probably the only one. And Colin Quinn called. Do you think Anthony Cumia sold out? I think after Patrice died, there were no reasonable black people in his life, and he went crazy.
Which you called it,
Patrice.
You called Anthony like being done about 6 months before anybody else.
Yeah.
Do you remember why that was? Like, what it was that you were just like, fucking Kumi's done. This is it. He's over now.
It's just everything was fucking god. We get black people are awful. We get it. It's like I got it. Doesn't need to be every show. He didn't want to be funny anymore. And he even said, I'd like to be on Fox News.
Yeah, that's pretty terrible.
Well, if you're making if you're saying that this is repetitive, then I guess we are as bad
I'm
as
talking
Cumia.
About if Cumia was talking about, you know, black people all the
time. Because he has a gun. He has all these guns, and his big thing is, I need it for home protection. Okay. Well, then protect his neck, all right? That's what Kumia didn't do it. Kumia, you let a fucking girl that was in your house fucking, like, hit you in the face, and you broke her arm or whatever, And it's
what,
like,
did you expect him to shoot her?
No, but I would have liked
it if he could have picked her up and threw her out the door and locked it.
He
couldn't even do that. He doesn't like confrontation. Well, it's uncomfortable. If you don't like confrontation, how are you going to pull the trigger and shoot a nigga trying to break in through your window? That's all.
I think that's a little different than
I don't.
Getting in a fight with a girl.
Why do you think it's different?
Because, okay, this is a girl he had a relationship with. I don't know the whole story, but so it's a girl he was fucking at least. You know, that's not the same as an intruder that breaks into your house unannounced.
He called the police to deal with her.
Right. Yeah, because it's like a domestic dispute because if he fucking throw her against the wall, he's the one going to jail.
No, he's not.
He's the one that goes to jail all the time.
I never said that.
I don't know what happens.
Better example, Kyle showed up at his house.
And he could have just picked her up. She's like maybe 90 pounds. He could have picked her up and removed her.
He did hit her.
Are we forgetting that? He did hit her on camera.
Yeah, he bruised a rib. He broke her arm, and he bit her. Kyle showed
broke
up
her
at
arm?
Anthony.
Yeah,
Kyle
her
showed
hand
up at
was broken
house,
her wrist,
and he was too scared to let him in, even with all his guns.
He didn't want
Who
the cops
up?
Come in there. The police showed up to the house, and he didn't want to let them in.
But he called them.
Yeah.
All of it was captured on Snapchat. There's footage of all of this. In fact, go look up the tapes. THATAPE.
That sounds like an old man trying to be in some young people's shit that he shouldn't have
been. That's the problem. Kumia shouldn't be fucking 20-year-olds. Or if he is, it should be prostitutes.
On Snapchat, I fucking downloaded Snapchat twice and tried to use that shit, and I can't do it. Like, I fucking...
William Blackfire says maybe he couldn't pick her up. She's 90 pounds. She's a crack whore. Ooh, I didn't know he hit her. Yeah, this stuff, you can watch the tapes out there. It's freely available on YouTube.
I'm going to see if I can find one, and I'll post it up for us.
That's when I said, like, Kumia, like, when I saw that, that's when I'm like, okay, this guy's actually a pussy. Like, why didn't you like, he's not going to, he can't even deal with some woman in his house fucking coming in. And like, pick her up. All right,
Ross, we got
Tedro Gamer says she called the police. Okay, well, then she called the police. Whatever. Pick her up, throw her out. It's over.
So shout out to Mike, David, Jules, Red Bar, and all the heads. We're going to check out the tapes. Freddy Kumia, the supercut. Which, for other people that don't know...
Screen?
Red Bar was on Gavin McGinnis, and he had a fake Dante on, and he started teasing Dante, and Dante got so mad he threatened to crack Mike's jaw. He's like, I'm gonna crack your jaw, yeah! And that became a running gag on the Red Bar show, so when he messaged CEO, because these guys have been texting back and forth, CEO's response was, yeah, Dante, I'm gonna crack your jaw! And Dante was like, he's threatening me, blocked! Because he's a pussy.
Are we forgetting, by the way, that Kumia is into trannies and trying to fuck 14-year-old girls makes you a pedophile, but he's into fucking children. Like, right, it's not just, oh, she's 16. No. We're talking brace face, 14, no tits.
13
he
looks 11.
How much money you'd have to get paid to lick someone's butthole. Someone said $40, someone said $40,000. What are you doing?
This series presents information based in part on theory and conjecture. The producer's purpose is to suggest some possible explanations, but not necessarily the only ones, to the mysteries we will examine.
In the nightmare world of superstition and fear, it often becomes difficult to separate fact from fiction. The familiar story of Dracula is a case in point. Since its publication in 1897, Bram Stoker's classic novel of Gothic horror has been read or performed almost continuously. Yet few are aware that the character was based on a real prince of darkness. whose deeds are perhaps more shocking and more terrifying than those of the fictional vampire.
Oh, never put my name with yours, you racist bigot. Stay away from me, you fucking psycho!
Images from the Taste look at us from behind the veil that hides the mysteries of life and death and make us wonder about the reality of ghosts.
Drinking blood is my favorite thing to do. Nothing really goes together. And this is Anthony on Twitter. Twitter, I love you so much. Twitter.
The House of Horrors is in Long Island, an unlikely target for an evil curse.
You probably did, look, he just walks up to it.
Oh no! Shit,
motherfucker!
I can't believe he's eating him without even just defeathering him first.
Why doesn't he tap? He's obviously losing.
You're so funny.
But each day, something else, strange and frightening, would be discovered. We have found the perfect symbol for unrepentant evil.
Does this actually show the part where he fucking hits her or whatever? I don't remember.
Oh, that really, really hurt. Oh, I'm just gonna keep swimming.
These grotesqueries reflect the offbeat tastes of a character so unredeemed by human qualities that we still recoil in fascination at his fiendish exploits.
If anybody is watching live, has a better tape to send us, one where like she's talking to the police is great.
I don't need you to pay for a part.
I need you to pay for my fucking broken hand, you dumb piece of shit. You showed it to me.
Maybe we should message Danny Ross.
I tried. Every day. Alright, that's enough of that.
Alright, well, here's the actual tape. Unedited, restored footage. When it starts with her getting fucking hit. Which I don't even care that he hit this bitch. But you're not a fucking guy who's going to go out there and take your gun and shoot people.
He's
you
also
can't even handle her.
Mr. Free Speech, but he fired Red Bar for making fun of Joe Matarese.
Yeah.
All these guys are sensitive. All these I'm a free speech warrior, Nick DiPaolo, they're all sensitive. They all run from the conflict.
Mr. 444. That's why the alt-right, or whatever you want to call them now, the fucking conservatives, they're as bad. They're worse. Because I expected from the fucking the liberals. I expect this shit. I don't expect it from the people that are supposed to be, you know,
evil.
Yeah, man. Like, what the fuck? Y'all supposed to not be doing this shit.
Yeah, you got GYBP. Evil got to get its balls back. Which, by the way, Dante's not allowed to say that anymore since he doesn't have the balls to talk to us, confront us, respond to us in any way, shape, or form. other than behind the scenes.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, you know, CEO, you're not respectful, though. Because, you know, me and Patrice, you know, I basically taught him everything he knows. And he might have been more prolific than me, but I'm here to escalate the dialogue now. And you're just a hater.
Escalate the dialogue.
I wish this CEO would call me, because I could teach him bitches, money, anything he wants in this life. I could teach him how to get it. Of course, I have not been able to figure out how to have a career, but I could help him do things that I can't do for myself.
Does Dante want to just be my assistant? Is that what he's offering? Because Dante, I'll take your application. I'll really look it over.
I offered
Dante,
him his
you
own...
want to be my assistant? We can do that for sure.
I offered him his own channel on RDA, but he has to work for you and Ross.
Yeah. And producer Jay, he can get you stuff. You know, he's pretty good at. He got the Buffalo suit, so I mean, he can get you a co-host. That's maybe your one of your species, if you want a co-host. Dante, think so? It's up to you.
You know, I really like Jay because I also have a giant penis that I don't use.
Barakisha Jackson says, "What do you mean he contacts you behind the scenes? How about this? Join the Discord, and I will give you Dante's personal phone number."
So, Dante Nero, we all know him personally, and he calls and texts us whenever we do stuff like this and begs us to stop. Please, I can't deal with the 12s. I can't. I'm losing it. I pull my hair out, but I don't have any, so I just pull on my skin tags. I like, pinch them nervously all over my back now.
He also has a Proud Boy tattoo that he's trying to cover up on his neck.
That's right. Any of you guys out there that are in there and you're all fucking thinking this is bullshit, just you guys want to talk to Dante? Just come call him. I'll ask Dante anything you want to know. I'll ask him.
Tonight, for one night only, I'm offering free consultations.
Barakisha Jackson, join the Discord. Name is Thoughtaholic. Barakisha, come in to the With Apologies room over here on the side. Come in here, and we will call Dante on the air, and anything you want to ask him, you can ask him.
Or just call the phone number, and because you should know that I'm giving free consultations tonight. And if you don't believe us, please feel free to tweet me at TheRealDanteNero and let me know that I am live so that I can also talk to me.
Yo, Rasta, could you fucking show maybe on the screen, like, where they gotta, you know what I mean? Like, point out on the screen where they gotta go to join our chat or whatever in the Discord. Cause I'd like Barakisha to, as like Thoughtaholic or whatever. I'd like her to, you know, come and join us and really.
First, I'll give the Discord link.
She said she's in the Discord.
Well, I'll give it in case anyone else wants to follow behind. There's a brown Philip.
Right. I'm gonna talk to the fans while you do that. Guys, Discord is an app you can download, and it's kind of like a mix between Messenger and Skype, and it allows you to talk to us for free. You just join our group, and we have a group chat where you can chat with us all week long. This is where you can see nude pics of Sin Dog, Helen Keller, CEO's butthole, Kyle's dick. You just reached the level 11, stupid. Good job. Ooh. Is this Barakisha?
No, it's Jux Flux. Are you Barakisha? Are you Thoughtaholic?
I was hoping he would have talked. Fucker.
I'm trying to talk, there we go. Talk somebody new.
Blackfire 1984.
Okay, he was in chat.
Is your name Bill or Willie?
William.
Willie. Okay, can we call you Willie? I don't like William.
I don't care.
Willie.
How about Billy?
I know a guy named William. He's Asian and he doesn't go, but he likes to go up William. Oh. Billy. Oh. Can we call you Billiam?
Whatever. I don't care.
I'm just kidding. You don't want to be called Billion. That was a homosexual that used to be here. Anyway, Let's call Dante, whatever you want. Dante blocked Ian Ellis on Twitter. Yeah.
He blocked with apologies.
Of course he did. Fucking pussy.
A new thing?
I don't know. I guess so. But anyway, do you want to talk? Do you want to call Dante, ask him a question, leave it on his voicemail? Well, unless he picks up, because he refuses to talk to the fucking fans, unless he can control them. Well, let's call Dante back. Let's call him.
Let's try it.
Uno momento.
Okay. Yes, this show is also Espanol. We have a second audio for SAP.
Tengo aquí.
Cosmic Cam provides all our Spanish translations.
Here we go.
William, Willie, you ready?
Sure.
Dante Nero's phone right now.
Rang more than last time. He's not instantly voicemail.
Leave a message at the beep. Hey Dante, it's William. How's it going, man? Why do you dress like you do? I got a question. What's with the tattoo on your neck? With the Proud Boys. That's some gay shit, dude. You shouldn't cover it up, though. You should just let everybody know you're a faggot.
Yeah, Dante, so basically what we're doing now is we're just going to have the callers call you because you won't talk to them. So that's how this works now. So anyway, that's all I got to say, Dante. And William, Willie doesn't like you. And anybody else, if you have a question for Dante and you want to talk to him, just call us and we'll call Dante. And that's how it'll work.
I hate Verizon.
Fuck Verizon.
We got some new AT&T, listener.
Baby.
We got listener voicemail, Terry. Can we play some of the listener voicemails and we'll go over that?
Yeah, fuck your stupid voicemail shit. You could actually take the call live, but you're too much of a fucking little cunt who can't hide behind Patrice's dead corpse anymore. So anyway, and that $50K. If anytime you want to give me money, Dante, give me some money. And unblock Ian. Stop being a fucking pussy.
Yeah.
And fucking listen to this show earlier, and you're going to hear that Lane was trying not to laugh at you. He thought you're fucking pathetic. Trying to hire him, you fucking pussy ass nigga. Yeah, this guy hasn't earned the clout to do what he does. He was laughing at you. He put you on mute because he had to laugh. He didn't want you to fucking kill yourself.
That's true. I remember he said that.
Yeah. Anyway, so Dante, Lane's not working for you, and you can come work for us. Come work for us, Dante. Nigga.
Don't make us turn you into Cyan's Entertainment. We're trying to be nice to you, Dante. You don't want to go down this road. Listen to Ian.
These guys are so not Patrice O'Neal. It's a shame. They're angry and lack charisma. Oh, like the Proud Boys? Like fucking Dante Nero? That's the thing, Mad Max. You're the same shit you claim that you hate. That's what you are. DH, what the fuck is this? Y'all can go fuck yourself, you pussy ass niggas. Anyway, I guess we're done with you, Dante. Call Rostog.
Yeah, no. Dante. I just feel like, you know, we gotta escalate the dialogue and be feminist now. That's what Patrice wanted.
I consider myself a feminist when NBC's there because I don't want to be associated with the Proud Boys. Yeah. That's what I say. And Gino! Gino, what the fuck are you doing with the trolls? Oh my god.
It's still on his voicemail, by the way.
Oh, we'll just keep doing the show. Willie? Thanks for being here. If there's anybody else that wants the Thoughtaholic, if you want to come in, you can. Willie, we like you. You can stay if you want, I guess. I don't care. Willie's pretty good.
All right, I hung
Willie, what are your thoughts on Buffaloes?
The team?
Yeah.
The Buffalo Wild Wings.
About the Bills or the Sabres or the Bison, if whatever.
I think Josh Allen shows some potential, but he hasn't done anything yet.
I think the Bills are, you know, ever since Jim Kelly fucking lost those four Super Bowls in a row, man, they're just doing whatever they can to fucking try and rebuild, and I hope it works out for them, because
I was like five or six, but I was a Bills fan because my name was...
Oh, shit! Were you a fan of the New York Dante Neros? A.K.A. Nah, Red
Shadow. Like Ian's taking a bath. Bubble bath.
Oh, you like
feminist.
Yeah, his real name's Reginald Nero. It's not Dante.
Actually, my name is Mandingo. That's my stripper name.
Yeah, Dante the gay fucking stripper. Mad Max, do you give money
like
from
two
the...
watermelons.
Did you know
Mad Max asks, hang on a second. Mad Max says, do you give the money from the channel to the Patrice O'Neill Foundation? Well, this channel's not monetized. There's no money that comes from it. And I'd like to give... I would give money to that. But I'm not going to give it to Line fucking Vaughn to Cunt Rose Pockets. Because you know all that Patrice O'Neill Foundation money goes to Vaughn. You do know that, right? You know that she fucking sued Patrice O'Neill's mom to own the rights to like his all his intellectual property, his legacy, all that bullshit. So, Deitch, if you like the videos, you just don't understand the roasting... That's because you're a stupid motherfucker. Understand that all that money you gave, all that money, the Patrice O'Neill Foundation, that all went to Vaughn, nigga. Patrice O'Neill's mom got sued out of it.
Miles Hanna says, I always got the opportunistic vibe from Dante.
That's all he is. You're an opportunity to him. Give him $500, he'll take you Proud Boys around New York and try to teach you how to pick up bitches on the street. That's the guy. That's your boy there. Patrice O'Neill's best friend. He wasn't allowed at the fucking funeral. He didn't talk to him for like a year before he died. So you guys tell me. You tell me who's ruining his fucking legacy. And Dante, if you're still hearing this, just understand that this is your life now. Mad Max, we still got Bill Burr and some other yeah, okay. Well, then you're beyond hope. Bill Burr, the guy who hates marriage and then married a fucking black woman, super feminist, and now is whipped. He's so fucking pussy whipped that you can't. He's got a vagina coming out of his butt cheek. That's how whipped he got.
Bill Burr,
worn out.
Who had Anthony Cumia banned from the Patrice benefit because Nia didn't like him.
Eyes of Chaos, 88.
Eyes of Chaos, talk to Dante.
He's on push to talk, I think.
Oh. Isaac Chance is a black guy. We want more black people in here, to be honest with you. We are looking to diversify. Because Dante wants to go...
Hear you, but you probably can't hear us.
I'll message him.
Dante wants to go. This is all just from a Proud Boy.
He's got his mic. His mic is fine, but his headphones are off.
Hey Ross, did you make a how to Discord video that we can like just send them a link to that shit?
Yeah, that one's a little more complicated. I can make another one that's just Discord. That's not a bad idea.
Guys, we're gonna work with your learning curve here. We're gonna get you up to speed.
Yeah, we'll make like a 5-minute video. Stress every point three times.
JH says, Bill Burr, man, he could have done way better. Even if he was trying to get a black bitch, like Nia, his wife, his bitch, she's not bad looking, but she's just a total cunt. Like, if Bill Burr's just into sisters, he could have got himself a much better bitch with bigger titties.
Yeah, I'm pushed to talk right now.
Told you.
All right, you're here.
Well, you're working. You just need to click the headphone.
Yeah, you can't hear.
Cosmic.
So you can hear through this instead of the stream.
Sir, turn your radio off in the background, please.
Eyes of Chaos, you can't hear us.
I'll message him. He's on push to talk, but he also has his headphones muted to himself.
He'll figure it out.
That's one good thing we learned, though. I think it'll still work if you push to talk.
He can talk, yeah, but he can't hear us.
That's not because of push to talk.
Alright, guys, when you jump on the Discord, make sure you have a headset. It will work best that way.
It's his output on Discord. Headphones.
Check us out. Pizza in the YouTube chat, his name's Pizza, says, I was supposed to do a logo for Dante/Beige Phillip podcast a few years ago. Both Vaughn and Patrice's mother told him he couldn't use the likeness of Patrice in the logo. Yet, you guys will go, he can use the likeness of his soul.
I want to use the likeness of him. Like, that's crazy.
Pizza Face, can you please call in and tell us about, like, can you break down the emails his and name all the conversations?
His name wasn't Pizza Face, but you know what? If you are coming in here, I'm calling you Pizza Face. Nah, that's...
acne-ridden, greasy pile of garbage.
I assume that Dante just has Proud Boys that well, maybe not now, but, like, I bet Harry Turjanian was really upset that the Proud Boys came in and started doing all of Dante's bidding like they do to Gavin.
I can hear you guys, but I'm just listening to you guys on the TV, so I know it's, like, a little delayed.
You can just listen to us in here.
It's cool.
Why are you so, what's your name?
He'll answer you in 2 minutes, 3 minutes.
Okay. Dude, say, just, he sounds like he's sick. Like he's all like, ah.
Yeah, we got a phone too. You can just call.
Are you Black Joey Diaz?
Guys, turn off your TV and just call the phone number.
We
just
won't give out your number. It's fine. Don't worry.
We'll figure out Discord another day.
We don't care about that shit. We're grown ups. We're grown men.
Yeah, I think Willie might be replacing Nick as the laughing guy. He might be replacing Nick. I like it. See, he's fucking Nick. we're putting you on waivers.
He just needs to turn
right
his
now.
Mic up a little bit. I got him up to 200.
There was just, hear just you breathing, Con Air.
Con Air.
Some of these people like the know who Kyle Air? Is. They said, "Fuck Kyle."
Yeah, fuck Kyle.
His laptop drowned in a puddle of spit.
We're just waiting on this guy to hear us on the TV so he can answer.
I just want to take a minute to say fuck Patrice O'Neill's fucking fedora.
Yeah. He laughed at all Alan's jokes.
He was so good to everyone. The comics table didn't fall apart after he left. He wasn't the heart and soul of Tough Crowd in the comedy table and comedy in general.
Hey, wait, Ian, when I met you, didn't you say there was an authentic Patrice fedora you were wearing?
He gave it to me after I blew him.
Yeah.
See, there you go, kid. That was a good blowjob. Have a fedora.
Dante says, or Daniel says, who called Black Phillip Proud Boy propaganda? It's become it because that Dante became the Pope of the Proud Boys. And he goes, yeah, me and Patrice O'Neill, we would always be like the windiest stuff in land. That's how it became it. Watch Porcelain's documentary, yes.
The one about
Watch all the the one about Ross Dog.
Yeah, there's one about Joe Matarese and Ross Dog. It's more about me, but I'm nice.
So they don't know what any of that is. Guys, there's some documentaries you need to see by Beige Frequency and Porcelain. Go look them up. Watch Alpha Brain. Watch Anthony Cumia's Sick Demented World. Amy Schumer documentary, no documentary. Jim Jeffries, Beta Fish. Jim Norton, The Worm Has Turned. You need to be watching all of this.
But more importantly, Joe Matarese, obviously.
And Joe Booney. Watch Joe Booney. That's probably the most important of all of them, actually.
Can we message Joe Booney, see if he's awake?
He's not awake. He might be, actually.
He passed out from, like, Ramadan vapors?
I'll message him.
Here's the thing. Hetero Gamer says Patrice probably would have liked the alt-right type of people. See, Patrice is dead. You think Patrice would have liked Gavin McInnes? Are you serious?
I think Patrice probably hated them niggers. That sounds just like him to me. All these queers and homosexuals, he fucking hated them. He didn't have a gay manager. Patrice O'Neill's manager was gay.
Yeah, you. What's your opinion on Patrice's material? He's fucking hilarious. Daniel says Gavin is not alt-right. He's just gay. Well, you have a lot of opinions. Why don't you come talk to us, man? And then we can call Dante and we'll ask him a question.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't be a little kid. He's gay.
For anybody that just got here, Dante has been watching everything we've been doing. In voicemail. Yeah. I'm right here, guys.
Dante watches this show, by the way.
Yeah.
Gavin and Patrice were friends, though. Hang on. That's the thing we all thought. Hang on a second. It's not the same Gavin. The Gavin Patrice was friends with was a light-skinned black dude from England. He was not. This is not Gavin. It's not Gavin McInnes.
Somebody said
Gavin guy talking when he talked to Patrice. Oh, Mike. I don't know. It's just, hey, he's from England. Yeah, it's not the same Gavin. That's why you guys are stupid. Don't you understand?
Last week, someone was saying Patrice wouldn't fuck white women. He went to England and fucked white women. He had, like, a Scottish girlfriend for, like, 6 months. Last week, someone was saying, fuck white women. We got an echo. Can you just bounce him out? Dude, you gotta fucking call the phone number. Discord isn't working for you. We too advanced for you niggas. Y'all stuck in 2000 and late, stupid. Cornball. You think Vaughn's daughter is out there like, don't talk about my dad.
I wonder.
Probably has the same dad. Maybe had Willie. 30, 40 of them.
Oh, Willie. I like Willie. He's funniest.
What did Willie say?
He just laughed.
Willie's like our DJ Willie Bob. Do you happen to be handicapped?
Willie. Oh, shit. Yeah.
Oh, Bob. Oh,
all right, you know what I want? Here's the thing. Here's the thing
doing
I want.
The bit.
I want.
He's doing the bit.
I want Willie here, and I want J King here as the audience. Always. I want them here always as the audience.
You know, Jake.
And then we go.
J King's listening to us at work. He's like a security guard or something. He's just like mad as hell that he can't.
No,
he's
a manager of a fucking Burger King, man, and he dreams of the day. That he'll be able to manage like a real restaurant.
No way, he didn't go to work that late at a Burger King.
That's why they call him the King. He's the BK Whopper King.
He told us.
They call him the closer.
Yeah, he's like Kenny Powers. He comes out on the field
every night.
Fuck you.
I'll shut this shit down. Not you.
That sucks.
Yeah, man.
You want a large fry? You goddamn fuck you.
He talks about how he wants to fucking. Work at a real restaurant, run a real restaurant.
Like
it's
McDonald's.
Like
Burger King is like half rate.
I think he meant a restaurant like, you know, one that you have to have a reservation at. No, yeah, like a steakhouse, not a fucking place where there is a maitre d', man. Not a place where your food comes to you on a tray. Yeah, I think, J. King will be happy if he's the fucking manager of a high school cafeteria.
He wants to serve food that isn't wrapped in wax paper?
It's all the fucking same. Wrapped
it's
in
all
wax
the
paper,
same.
Don't. You still gotta fucking suck people's ass. It's the fucking customer service industry.
Vito Falio says BK By Me is open 24/7. Well, if you go there, say hi to J. King for us.
You just suck a little less ass at a steakhouse than Burger King.
Why do you have to be so mean and just ruin like J. King's dreams by doing this?
This is his 7 years of Buffalo Wild Wings coming out.
You're just shitting on his dreams.
You're shitting on his dreams.
Jay worked his way to the top.
You always are a fucking yes man or a do boy. Like you gotta please the customer. The customer's always right. Fuck that shit.
Same thing in open mic too, apparently. Always pleasing people.
Deech wants to know why Dante and Patrice didn't talk to each other in the last year of his life.
So there's a comedian that's dead. He had like a tiny arm. It's something Green or Greer. It's not Greer Barnes. It's a different Greer. That guy told Patrice, hey, Dante's stealing your style. And so Patrice stopped talking to Dante. And then Dante's second explanation for the same story was, yeah, you know, when there's too many alphas around, you know, you're bound to butt heads and then you can't be friends anymore. We were just too alpha to be around each other.
You know what's great is, you know, fucking Jose Canseco, Mark McGwire, they weren't like best friends when they played for the Oakland A's. Fucking Carl Weathers and Arnold Schwarzenegger, yeah, they weren't buddies. And fucking Commando. Or was it, no, was that Predator? Sorry, Predator. Like, what are you talking about?
Dante Nero has been in comedy so long, he used to run open mics that Tracy Morgan would go to.
Deitch says, oh, that sounds like some BS. Well, guess what? Willie finds it funny. So.
Yeah. The comedian had a tiny arm?
Yeah, Dante had a tiny arm.
I want to say it's Tim Greer or something Greer. There's also a famous story about him and Tony Woods where Tony Woods left the country and asked this guy to watch his storage unit, and that guy sold all of Tony's shit.
Like a T-Rex? Like tiny
yeah.
Arm?
Yeah, like, little T-Rex arms.
Patrice's joke about not being able to deal with someone having a small hand is about that comedian. He's like, I couldn't. You're not shaking my hand with the fucking disgusting little baby hand.
Oh shit!
I think Willie's a better Nick, man. Honestly,
he sounds like him.
I really do.
Fuck Nick.
Do you think Nick just invented the character of Willie to just to fucking to start over new? You wanted a Nick. Fresh slate. Nick is what you are.
As a former Proud Boy, he was scared of the Pope coming after him, so he just had to go into witness protection.
Dante personally would, like, Ian or Nick and Dante used to talk on the phone, and because of that, Nick became a Proud Boy. And then he quit the Proud Boys because he realized how fucking gay it was, and now he's a recovering Proud. So Dante ruined people's lives. True.
You know what? Part of the reason we hate this channel is that you guys will sit here and suck Patrice's dick all day and night, and then you'll be like, yeah, my favorite comedians like Patrice, Tom Segura, Eric Santino, you know, they're all basically the same. They're all just as good.
Yeah,
like,
Tim
you guys
Allen.
Have no discernment. Ugh. You guys have no discernment.
Yo,
you
Tim Allen's my shit.
Kyle, Chez likes Tim Allen. I didn't know that.
I like Tim Allen.
Yeah, he cute for a white boy.
More power.
Oh, shit. Fucking. I like that we're building a new cast of characters, to be honest with you. I really do.
Tim Allen, if you want to call in, you know you're welcome on the show. We'll give you some coke.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
So we're really dead on the phone lines this week.
To be honest with you, I'm a little bit sleepy.
I think it's the weather around the country. It's everybody.
Yeah. And you know what else? I think they're just enjoying listening now for the most part. Because they're asking questions in the chat and stuff. And they're not just going, you're ruining Patrice's legacy.
Well, guys, you got to head over to the Ross Dog Network or download the Ian Ellis podcast and you'll find all our archives. It's all organized. join
Good
the
night,
Discord.
Cynthia.
We love you, Sin. Should we play some tape of fucking F5's boyfriend before we get out of here?
Oh, we didn't even get into that. I don't know if we should. Well, maybe. I don't know.
Who?
Next week.
Sam.
Yeah, we'll get into that stuff next week. Jay, it's a whole story.
Imperious. Imperious.
A proud boy had a mental breakdown, basically.
Somebody recorded it.
No, it was done live on
it's like the day an wave. Eight in the morning to noon stream.
Okay.
The day wave, yeah. We're calling it.
I started listening to that when I was like on my way to work and shit that day, and I just like immediately turned it off about 3 minutes into driving because it was too distracting. I was like,
F5 and a guy who wanted to fuck her being distracting. Surprising.
Well, I don't even think I heard that part yet because it was pretty early when I tuned in. But
It's on the second episode. They did two this morning. And then the third in the afternoon. Ross doesn't sleep.
It's a trilogy. Anyway,
it's a
guys.
Friday night, man.
I'm sleepy, Willie.
We'll play the theme song so people can hear that.
That black dude that was here that couldn't get his thing to work, call back next week, and we'll ask Dante some questions with you. And you know, did you message him, Ross? Do we still have him?
Who?
That guy that was in here, the black dude that couldn't figure out his shit.
Yeah, he didn't say nothing.
Oh, okay.
Fuck him. All right, then. Fuck that.
Call back.
Bitch.
Call back if you wanna, you know, do whatever you do.
DNLS.podbean.com. TakerDevil1 on Twitter. Support Joe Boone.
Radio is dead.
Deuces.
I'm afraid of radio wars.
You fucking... You niggas try to play the nigga.
Who is this guy? Who is this?
Read that comment down there, Lance. Do you see it?
This guy DNLS sounds a lot better than Sanzi.
This dude has ruined being Asian for dynasties. Forget about Star Trek. That's not going to be another Asian in space for generations.
He's a man with respect. He respects women 150%.
She's not even a real hoe.
This is the dumbest shit I've ever seen in my life. What the fuck were you pushing me to?
I wonder if front teeth that is cut with a slant, like a 45-degree angle. How the fuck does that happen? It looks like someone cut it with a rotary tool.
Yeah, get Ian Ellis on the show. He follows us on... Follows me on Twitter.
Spell it. Joe. I spell Booney.
He's a radishing cougar. And if he thinks some fake news, well, you know what? Come see what fake news is, because I'll teach you what fake news is, because we are real news. We're still the fighting Jay. We are real human beings. And nobody disrespects me.
That means you're gay.
Make fun of my show all you want. Hey, I don't care. You're the joke, not me. You're the biggest joke on the face of this earth. You don't know what you're talking. You don't make sense. You can't even show your own face. Get the stupid mic. What's this? I don't need no mic. Do I need a mic to be on my show? No, I don't need a mic. I don't need nothing. I just need a camera. My sports show, that's it. You have a basement that is broken down. Holes in the wall. Welcome to the gaming channel. Give me a freaking break. I'm better than you 150%.
You address the question. Who addressed the question, you fucking bitch-ass chinkster? Seriously, who wants to watch Rice Stern?
You got me.
Are you fucking scheming?
Yes, really hard all day to put these shows together so that he can get 15-minute cam shows. Yep. Yes.
We got, like, guys that are just literally obsessed with Patrice O'Neal. I don't understand that.
No. I apologize. My name's Ian.
No,
let me introduce
you.
Myself.
I laughed at all of your jokes. I laughed at all of Alan's jokes. I'm always good to people. Go fucking fuck yourself, dude.
What do you feel like I did to you?
Just go. Just don't talk to me.
I apologize.
Do not talk to me. Do not talk to me. Go away.
All right. Well, I apologize.
Well,
if
no,
made you
I
feel
don't
bad.
Give a shit. Go fuck yourself.
I want to make amends.
No, you were horrible. You were horrible, and you humiliated me in front of a room of people that I care about and respect. So please go away.
I apologize.
No,
you're
not even any good. So please go away.
Thank you.
No,
and I'm sorry.
No, go fuck yourself. And fucking take your fucking fucking fedora and go eat a dick.
So this little fag, he goes, I don't like Radio Wars. And he fucking does this shit.